What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
14-year-old Bryce Wilbanks can sometimes be seen walking through the busy halls at his South Anchorage High School with his laptop open as he goes, hard at work on Wired Wolverine. Wired Wolverine, named for the school's mascot, is a mobile app Bryce built himself. It's a new way to connect the whole school community.
Just sort of describe what we're looking at.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Let me open the app. I was actually using it earlier, so let me restart it just because it'll run a lot smoother. What I think is one of the most popular pages on the app right now is the Daily News tab, which is basically your daily digest for South Anchorage High School. And all the parents love this because you can go in and you can quickly read the news for South Anchorage High School. It's less than a minute read, and it really gets you all the information as quickly as convenient as possible.
Bryce's app lets clubs and teams post updates, connects people, and gives users access to up-to-the-minute news and information. Bryce's teacher, Lee Butterfield, helped him think up the initial idea for Wired Wolverine. After that, Bryce asked his friends what they'd like to see in a school app. And from there, he got to work on the first version during summer vacation.
Over a course of time, working a few hours a day, it took me, a good month and a half. There's a week where I spent a lot of hours, just wake up in the morning, built it, went to bed, and still building. So
now, during class with Mr. Butterfield, Bryce works daily to improve Wired Wolverine. Wired Wolverine is available for both Apple and Android mobile devices. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.